Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I've been threatening to do these series of shows that talk about how the government works and the waste and the fraud and all the things that go in it. And you wonder, when you see how much money we spend, you ask yourself, how does the government not make money? It's almost like a bank. How can you not make money when somebody brings you their money and you only have to keep a piece of it? So if somebody brings me $100 to a bank, I don't know the numbers for the bankers out there. Kevin, you got the ratio is wrong. But let's say all you got to keep is $10. So the other $90 you can put to work. So you could just say, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put it in an investment that's relatively safe. It's only going to gain 3 or 4% or whatever. But if you have $100 million. That you've done that with, and you've only got to keep $10 million. So $90 million is working for you at 10%, at 2%, just in a very safe 2% investment. Somebody do the math. It's $1.8 million that you make just for holding the money. Now, if you don't do anything crazy, if you don't open up a bunch of branches, and let's just say you're an internet bank, you can make some money. Now, when you give out loans, you give out loans at a bigger rate than what you could get. So, you know, let's say the average loan is 5%. I mean, I don't know what it would be today, but let's say, you know, credit cards for banks is anywhere from, say, 7% to 20%. And it's a pretty decent bet. But let's say that after all is said and done with all the defaults and what have you, you only get 5% on. And let's just peel out a number and say you've got $20 million working for 5%. So you're going to get a cool million from that. I'm talking about after all the nonsense. You're going to get a cool million back from that. So you're at $2.8 million as long as you don't do anything crazy. You know. So that's with only $100 million. Banks deal with billions. Some banks deal with even more than that. I don't know how much Bank of America has, but or you know whoever the big banks are, but little banks have hundreds of millions of dollars at play. God forbid you back real estate and people default, and then you sell that real estate type transactions for banks can be quite lucrative when people lose the house because they put a fat percentage down on it. You put, what, 5-10% down on a couple $100,000 house. The bank's already got that money. They've only got to hold a certain amount of reserve. They took the rest of it and put it into these other things. So every time they get money, they're making more money with your money. Then you default after 3 or 4 or 5 years, whatever, 10 years. They get the property back. They've taxed you on it. They've gotten your upfront money. You've been paying, you know, a pretty decent amount of money, you know, in terms of interest and stuff like that. And so they then get the property back and they sell it. Oh, Kevin, they don't sell it for a profit. Sure they do. Based on what they have in it, they sell it for a profit. I'm not telling you they win every time, but I'm saying they win. Then they have their fees. Here's what it costs for you to have your bank account. Here's this, that, and the other. If you set up a bank properly, it's dang near impossible to lose money because all you got to do is keep things relatively safe. There are vehicles out there where you if you have millions and millions of dollars, let me put it to you this way. I have a friend. He's worth many, many millions of dollars. And at one point I was going to win a big deal. And I told him, hey, if I get this money, what do I do? And he says, here's what you do. He says, I can put you in an investment that makes 5.65% steady. He goes, come rain or shine, 5.65. This is where his money is in to this day. And he goes, and then you can take a piece of it and go aggressive. But if you, he goes, determine what you want to make a living at. So let's say you put $1 million in at 5.65. You're going to get $56,500 back every year, come rain or shine. I was like, really? He goes, yep. and he had millions in that account. And he lives on roughly $380,000 a year. And that's because he has hangers for his aircraft and maintenance on those, or else it would be less than that because everything's paid off. And he says, that's all I need. Now, he gets a heck of a lot more just from the money that he makes from what he has in this 5.65% account. And he says, so for every million you park over there, you're saying $56,500 is coming to you. That's what you can live on. And whatever that number is, you leave that in there and you leave it alone. And the rest of it, you can go aggressive. In that year, he said his aggressive portfolio, I will never forget it. He said, I've made 48% year to date. This was during the Reagan years. He goes, I've made 48% year to date. I mean, the Clinton years. Sorry. I was like, what? He goes, yeah. He goes, so I take that, whatever my profit is, and I move it into the safe account. Like, wow. So essentially that's what banks do. If they're doing it by the book and they don't get greedy, it's hard to lose. But banks figure out ways to lose when they start bundling these, you know, subprime loans and all this other stuff because they get greedy. And then they lose. But even a little community credit union, if you've got one little branch and you set it up correctly and people put their money in and you're backing safe real estate bets, it's like almost like insurance. You're not going to crush it. You're not going to make 40% on your money, but you're going to make a good amount of money that keeps you going and keeps your employees happy and everybody. And you can run that little credit union for a long time. When you take it up to the governmental level, it gets really interesting, especially when you look at government and how it derives revenue. And again, I'm not trying to make this a debate with the academics to go, oh, Kevin, it's obvious you know nothing about economics. I'm not trying to delve into it to that degree. If you want to go to that level, I can go there with you, and I won't pretend to be an expert, but here's what I am an expert in. I know for a fact that everything I've told you about how the bank works with fractional reserve, if you do it right, you can make money. If you aren't overly aggressive, you'll do fine. It's that simple. Now, can you get into some wrong? Yeah, you can make bad deals, but even the rules and regulations on how look at a person's credit rating and what they pay back and all that and what they collateralize with and all that, again, pretty tough to lose money. The way you lose money is when these other guys start to strategize against you, the Goldman Sachs and all these investment houses that say, again, take my bad loans and it'll do this and you can make 40% on your money. No, I'm cool making 8%. If I've learned anything from the Asians, they will run on razor-thin margins and they keep things very close. And that's why they've been successful. They play the long game. We're going to take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm doing this show as sort of a, I don't know, an educational show, a best of type show that can be repeated because I want to talk about how money flows in the United States. And I've said many times that money is like the jet stream. The airlines know the jet stream. They know how to save fuel because they know how the jet stream works. There are people that hear jet stream, they don't even know what it is. The jet stream is in the sky, and it's the way that the wind circles around the world, distributing all kinds of nutrients and things like this. And people dismiss it. They don't realize it's the same as the tide. The tides flow a particular way. If there's a massive earthquake or a shift, it will disrupt the tidal flow, and there's an impact. Whether people realize it or not, there's a huge impact. The tides have to relearn how to flow. And so all these things are real. They're part of the process of how the world works. The Earth's core, you know, is spinning based on that. I mean, that the molten metal inside of the Earth's core is actually spinning around. It's not just sitting there bubbling. It's spinning around. It's giving us the magnetic pull, that thing called gravity. And if you know anything about engineering, you know, there's a thing called the right hand rule. The way that molten metal spins, if you put your right hand on it, if it's spinning clockwise or counterclockwise, tells you how the magnetics of the poles are working. It's a complicated organism, this thing called Earth. God knew what he was doing. So we have jet streams, we have tidal currents, and we also have the same thing in man. Man mimics nature in ways that you would never believe. For example, I would tell you, you are so predictable. You're as predictable as an atom. And I'll give you an example. Let's say that there are three lanes of traffic and none of them can go left or right. And you're at a stop, you're at a stoplight, but nobody, you know, there's not a left or right lane. Nobody's trying to make a left or a right. And you're coming up, you know, a quarter mile from the traffic, and you can see that it's traffic. The natural tendency is for you to fill the holes. In other words, if there's a long line of traffic in the middle and you can see it, and you're going to make a right eventually, you will move to the right if there's a void there. Let's say you're going to make a right a mile up, but you don't need to get any, you know, to any lane at any given time. If the left lane is the shortest, even though you have to make a right, the likelihood is you're going to go to the left to get closer. You're not going to wait in a long right line when you can see that I can get closer up before I have to move over to the right. It's a natural thing. There's so many natural things that you do. And it's funny because I read a book. It was years ago. And the guy, you know, as an engineer, you read a lot of crazy stuff. And this guy was saying, man is very predictable and the government knows this. And so what he literally said, and this was before computers were super sophisticated and we had lots of memory and things like this. I can only imagine the level of sophistication that this model now has from when I read it 30 something years ago. But the guy said this. He says, we're predictable. The government knows what you buy, when you buy, the frequency. The government can tell you more about your habits than you can. Now, I'll ask you this. What do you think Facebook knows about you? I'm not talking about them as a government. I'm telling you, if you think Facebook knows a lot about you, you ought to see the government. Facebook has such good predictive models now. It can tell you that you're pregnant. And there's a story about this where Facebook started popping up these ads in a girl's, like her little, you know, where they put the ads on the side. And it told her she was pregnant. You know, it was like, hey, all this pregnancy stuff was coming up, maternity stuff. And her dad saw it and said, why is all this maternity stuff coming up? Turns out this 15, 16-year-old girl was pregnant. And you know how Facebook predicted it? All the things she was doing on Facebook that pregnant girls did, even though she didn't know she was pregnant. It said, you're doing all the activities and the things that pregnant girls do. You're likely pregnant. Here's some pregnancy stuff. And she was. That's pretty scary. If you think that's scary, you should see what the government has. You've got a cell phone in your midst. You've got a little thing on your computer. You know, you think the little light needs to be on your computer for people to listen in. They don't. It doesn't. Your phone is nothing but a microphone for people that want to get to it. There are apps that will let you get to your person's phone, to somebody, you know, your significant other. You can certainly track them. Apple's got a tracking app. Families use it to track on their iPhones. Here's where I'm at. I'm here. Google will tell you everywhere you went and give you a summary at the end of the day. I mean, these people know everything about you. The level of stuff that they know. Let me put it this way. You forget what you've done. I used to do the same thing. Man, I can't remember where I ate 3 days ago. Google knows. Facebook knows. They know exactly where you ate. Now, they don't get your credit card information. With this new change, you know, that everything that happened under Wu Flu. Well, guess what? We don't have any change. Let's go away from money. Let's go to electronic money. If you think you can get tracked before, in the old days, wait until there is no more. It's a cashless society. I know everywhere you went. I know what you spent, what you spent it on, etc. When you consider the ramifications of somebody knowing every move you make, it's pretty scary. With the leftists in charge, it's very scary. See, in normal circumstances, you'd go, I don't really care. Okay, so what? I went to the casino and didn't tell my wife. Or I went to, I don't know, the gentleman's club. Whatever. So what? Yeah. Or maybe you said, I was going to go buy something over here and I went over there. And of course, there's this unscrupulous, you know, you've got a little rendezvous with somebody at a hotel and all that. But the point is, as long as you're doing things that are not illegal, you know, or whatever, they may be immoral, you can stay relatively clean. But I'm just saying, somebody knows everything. They know you're dirty and they know when you're just doing regular stuff. And here's the interesting part. They can manipulate you into things. That's what this article, this book, it said you can be manipulated. If they decide, hey, we want more people to buy houses, they lower the interest rate and they say, hey, buy houses, or they tweak the model and we follow. Oh, geez, they lowered the interest rates. I guess I better go buy a house real quick because I don't want the interest rates to rise, etc. So you go do it. If they want it to slow down, they raise the interest rates. And then they go, okay, now we slowed it down. And the levers are being pulled by people that think they're elites, and they're telling you what to do. And this was when they only had a certain amount of data on you. Now they can manipulate to ways that are unimaginable. And I give you the Wu Flu as an example of the level of manipulation that's possible.
Jackson Radio Show.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Justice's redacted affidavit relating to the raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home was released on Friday. The document shows the DOJ pointed to a number of classified materials already obtained from Trump's home for a reason for the August search warrant request. Though much of the affidavit was redacted, former federal prosecutor for the Southern District of New York, Andy McCarthy, reminds us.
There are things they can reveal without doing the things that they're worried about, which is, as we've all said, giving a roadmap to the investigation, identifying witnesses and the like. That's the thing I think that people are most curious about.
The former president claiming he declassified everything that was at his Mar-a-Lago estate. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says more buses of illegal immigrants are on their way to the Big Apple. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Fed Reserve must continue raising rates and holding them at a higher level until it's confident inflation is under control. That's according to Chairman Jerome Powell. Powell speaking in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, adding,
"None of this diminishes the Federal Reserve's responsibility to carry out our assigned task of achieving price stability. There is clearly a job to do in moderating demand to better align with supply. We are committed to doing that job."
Mark Zuckerberg says Facebook restricting a story about Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, during the 2020 election was based on FBI misinformation warnings. The FBI demanding that Twitter and Facebook restrict sharing of the article before reversing course amid allegations of censorship. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says if Republicans take control of the House in 2022, Zuckerberg can expect to be called back to testify on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Earlier, I talked about the way the world works, that we've got this magnetic core that's got a molten layer around it that's just spinning. And it's setting up the electromagnetic field of the Earth. But we've also got these other things that are keeping the Earth moving. And that would be the jet stream that distributes nutrients and seeds and all kinds of stuff. Dust even. Whatever. It's fertilizing the earth. Go watch some of these specials about how much sand moves from Africa to the coast of Hawaii. It'll blow your mind. So anyway, we've got the jet stream and we've got the tidal, the currents. And science know the current. They know the speed of the currents. They know where it collides. Go look at the map of the currents. You'll see I'm not exaggerating it one bit. So airplanes will look at the once they get what they call above the weather, then the pilots go, okay, now I'm in the jet stream, and they know it's mapped out. They know which way they're going to travel that will give them the most optimal fuel usage to take the jet stream. So they know where to go. They know where to fly. And certain things get impacted. But once you get above the weather, you're good to go. The jet stream is in effect. It's dropping its seeds and its dust and its whatever else that it's carrying around the way. Same with the tides. Now, things can disrupt it. A big volcanic eruption can actually screw up the jet stream. Because it'll carry all that dust and soot and whatever else, but that explosion can disrupt. I mean, literally put a ripple in the fabric. The same way a volcano in the ocean can disrupt the currents. And if it does it substantially, it impacts a lot of stuff. The fish, all the sea life is impacted. Usually not good. Well, we have the same thing in the economy. We have an economy that flows, and the way the economy flows, one of the ways, is by your tax dollar, your dollars. That's how the economy flows. What people want in the economic flow of the economy is they want you to spend money. That's what keeps the economy working. So the government sometimes the economy will be working at such a pace that they go, we got to slow it down. So they give you incentives to save. It's rare, but they do want to slow the economy down. They're like, whoa, it's moving too fast. It's growing at a pace that we can't keep up with. So they will manipulate. And so they'll say, hey, we're going to raise the interest rate. So if you save, then you can get X amount of dollars in your savings because they want to pull some money out of the economy. But the way leftists go, they want to pump it in. They always want to pump it in. They want the economy moving. But then you would think, well, Kevin, don't we always want the economy moving? Yeah, but it has to move in equilibrium. It has to be producers. You can't just say government is going to. Let me put it this way. Barack Obama got the economy moving, but not through productivity. He printed money. And he said, here, let's get it moving. And he dumped money into green energy and all this other nonsense. But what liberals want the economy moving for is because when the economy moves for them, they can steal quicker and steal better. That's what they do. I mean, they can get mad at me, but it's true. They're thieves. They don't want to work for it. Why would you tell somebody, hey, listen, you retire from a job, you can make 75% of the money that you retired with, and you have to do absolutely nothing to do it. In some cases, you get 100%. Who can pay you for doing no work? I could see it if it was tied to your pension, and it says, okay, you have a pension, and that pension is worth this much, and we as a company agree that we're going to take care of our employees, and we're going to give you X amount of dollars based on your pension money, and you leaving it here or there. In other words, if one begat the other, then it's one thing. But just to say, hey, you retired, so you get 100% of your salary from when you retired. How? Well, here's the good news. The good news in that model is most people don't hit that retirement level to get all that. But even if it's 25%, you got to ask where it's coming from. It's coming from the next generation. Now, if they've been smart about it, then your retirement money, they factored in as what is inflation going to be in 20 years when they're still paying you this 25% or 100%. But you just can't pay 100% and not impact somebody. 75%, whatever, unless you're using their money. And you're not. I mean, I don't think they are. I could be wrong. The union guys feel free to correct me, but I'm telling you this. If somebody said to me, Kevin, when you leave doing whatever you're doing, you're going to get 100% of the money, whatever you were earning on the last year that you left, I'd leave now. I'd leave right now. I didn't make nearly the money I would have made years ago, but I'd be okay with where I finished out last year. I'd go, okay, you're going to pay me this much money. Now, my question would be, where are you going to get it? Because I didn't leave an annuity. I didn't leave anything where I go, hey, I'm guaranteed to get this much money for the next whatever length of time I'm going to live. I didn't do it. So tell me how companies are doing it. How can you guarantee me? Have you put that much money away or are you factoring in, you know, you're going to kill me and take advantage of the life insurance policy? Because that's the only way I can figure you can do it. Anyway, back to the economy. So leftists love poor people. They love people at the behest of government because that money goes back into the economy the quickest. I talked about it before. You put somebody on welfare, they're not saving. They're not planning, prepping for a company they're going to start. They go buy food. They pay their electric bill. You know, they keep their car running or whatever, or they, you know, use public transportation. They put that money, generally speaking, back into the system, and it's a rat race. You'll go buy a luxury item and no matter whether, you know, feast or famine, you're putting money away because you say, nope, got to have 6 months to a year of emergency money. I'm saving for this trip. I'm saving for this new luxury item we're going to purchase. I'm saving for a home. I'm saving for a vacation. I'm saving for my kids' education, whatever. So you will pull money out of the jet stream, out of the tidal currents. And you disrupt. You're a volcano going off. Enough of us, and we are a volcano. And so leftists can't stand the middle class. They can't stand us. Because we're the ones taking measured looks at the economy and going, wait a minute, I can't just throw money at something. I gotta be prepared for my car breaking down or home repairs or having to do, if I'm going to sell my house, I got to do upkeep and maintenance and all this. You are always, and I don't know what the number is, but once they get their taxes, which they've already screwed you on, and they leave you a couple of bucks on the dresser that you get back on the, when you file. But for the most part, you're nothing but a prostitute to the left, and you're paying those taxes. Then when you get your money, they want you to spend it, and they tax you some more. See, because they're like, okay, we got this part. That's your income tax. Now we're going to get this other part, and you're going to spend it. Then they got excise taxes, and they got all these other taxes. I'm going to get into that in a bit. But they want you to just look at your money and go, shoot, I might as well spend it. It's like I'm getting to keep it. So they want you out there buying stuff. But and you're discerning, as I said, you'll save a lot of it, and then you'll buy some. But and even though you may only be taking in 35% of your dollar, 35 cents on every dollar, 40 if you're lucky, they want that money out there. They've already stolen 60% from you, but they want the other 40. And you know what you do? You only spend 25 because you're putting 15 away, and you're doing lots of good things with it. They can't stand you for that. See, because poor people don't do that. You're prepared to forego the government. Why do you think they make fun of preppers? Why do you think they make preppers look like doomsday prophesiers and like, you know, Branch Davidians or these people that thought that the spaceship was going to pick them up and they all took the pill? They want people to think you're a lunatic for buying gold, for prepping and buying food, for saying, you know what, I'm going to hold back just a little bit. I'm not going to be out there. I'm not going to go live on the razor's edge. They can't stand you because you disrupt the currents, you disrupt the jet stream. And it doesn't matter that you may be a small business owner and you've multiplied your productivity times 5 or times 10 or times 50 or times 100 with every one of your employees. They don't like that. You gave them a job. You provided opportunity. You have disrupted this. Even though you're putting money in, there's a part of that they like. The bigger piece is you didn't let us take care of them because we can continue to rob from these people and keep that cycle going and keep the poorer people putting that money back in over and over and over and over and over. And you could show them that, hey, I'm really making you money. They don't care. You're a capitalist. You're in their way. You're disruptive. You're a volcano.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I was talking to him not too long ago about the jet streams and currents and the cycles that control how things work in the world. The molten lava, the molten metal that circulates around the earth and at its core. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson to you, listening to it on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And I think these stories are relevant. These are stories for life. I'm not going to make this about any particular thing that's going on now because we want these to be sort of best of shows. But I remember having a discussion with some youngsters, and we were talking about how money works and the flow of money. And I've told you guys many times that the government likes poor people. And the reason why government, I mean, there's a reason they like poor people, because we really have an elitist government that wants two sets of people. They want the rich and they want the needy, the rich and the poor. And the needy will work. They will fund themselves, obviously make the rich super rich. And then when the government gives them back a little bit of it, they feel beholden. It's the ultimate case of Stockholm syndrome. Your captors, are the ones you end up worshiping, and they're the ones stealing from you. And that's what exists right now. Now, I've talked about it in terms of the fractional banking system, and I want to talk about it in terms of the economy. Because the economy runs the same way. It needs money flow. And Democrats like the idea that money is constantly flowing. But the money doesn't have to flow 100%. It's okay to save. It's okay to plan. But they don't like planners. See, that's the middle class. The middle class is mobile. It's a breathing organism, expanding and contracting. And you want it to expand if you're in a really good economy like America. You say, I hope it expands. In other places, it contracts. The breathing gets less and less. It becomes like emphysemic, if that's a word. And it gets less and less air. And so you squeeze up the middle class. And the only thing you have is elites and a bunch of poor. That's what the majority of nations are made up of, are elites and mostly poor. There's not much of a middle class. So I just want to take it from a cottonseed to a pair of blue jeans. And I did this with a group of students. I said, okay, let's just look at how government runs, okay? So you've got a patch of land. Maybe you got it through sharecropping. Who knows? But you got a patch of land. And one day somebody from the government comes and says, hey, listen, I know you got this land, but we got to pay our bills, so we're going to tax your land. You're like, we tax it? Yeah. You have a parcel of land, just like your home. You pay what's called a homeowner's tax. You pay a tax just to be in the house. You think you own your house. Don't pay your taxes and watch what happens. So you've got this land, and you can do whatever you want with it, but the government's going to be there to get its money no matter what. So you better get something that you can do to make money to, quote, live off the land. So you decide, well, I'll grow cotton. So you go out and you purchase cotton seed. Well, guess what? The guy who has the cotton seed, he sells it to you and he's taxed. You're paying a tax on that cotton seed, a tax on your land, and now a tax on your cotton seed, whatever the percentage is. In Canada, the guy was telling me everything we buy is 13% tax. In America, it varies. It could be anywhere from 6 or 7%. To 12 or 13 if you go to some of these liberal places. So you got a cotton seed that's taxed. So now your land is taxed and your cotton seed is taxed. Then you got to pay for your water usage. Government gets a little taste of that. It says, hey, we're the one regulating water, so we're going to make sure that we get a little taste of that. Now, if you're going to farm, if you're going to grow the crop, you either hire people. Unless it's, of course, you're a Democrat, you could have some slaves. But if you're a regular person and you have to hire people, then you're going to pay taxes on those people to help you harvest your crop. God forbid you buy equipment to harvest your crop or your quap. But if you have equipment, then you're going to pay taxes on your equipment. So anyway, you're on your land, it's being taxed. You're watering your seed, it's being taxed, and you're paying taxes on your water. All to the government. You've got equipment and or people who are being taxed and paying taxes. And then your crop comes up and you harvest your crop. Well, now that you've harvested your crop, you decide, I got to take it to market. So you take your crop to market and you sell your crop to some distributor or a mill that's going to take the product and do something else with it. So you take your cotton, the fruits of your labor, you go to town. You sell it to the mill, and you get a fat check of whatever. What does the government do? The government now taxes your fat check. And not only does it tax your fat check for what you did, it taxes your fat check for payroll. It taxes your fat check for, let's not forget your matching funds, because you're paying your own Social Security, etc. In other words, you're responsible for your own self. Not that you haven't proven that you're responsible enough to buy a piece of land and grow a crop and harvest it and take it to market. But the government says, no, we have a layer of protection in there. So we're going to take out 7.65% for Social Security, FICA, what they call it, your insurance and et cetera, the medical, even though you have been doing this yourself, and then you're going to double it because you're your own employer. So anyway, you sell your crop, you get hit with a tax. Forget the, and I'm just talking about the taxes that pay for your Social Security and your Medicare, which you'd pay double. You're also going to get taxed because you made income. How dare you buy a piece of land that they tax, buy seed that's taxed, grow the crop and harvest it with people and processes that are taxed, then you go sell it, and it's taxed again because you're now, having to pay your matching funds and your Social Security. But how dare you make a profit on that? So that's all taxed. Now the mill has it, and the system begins again. So the mill says, okay, it's got employees, it's got equipment, it's got land, it's got all the stuff, it's got a building, it's paying city tax and all this other stuff, but it's paid tax on equipment, it's got employees, and it's paying taxes on whatever the number is. Before it ever even gets your product, it's already paying taxes. So it takes your product and it puts it out to the employees, and I've already explained their taxes and all that. So now the mill starts to make a product. And it makes just, say, fibers. It just takes the cotton and it makes it into fibers. And it sells it to, it wholesales the fibers, the cotton fibers, to another group that's going to make it into various products. Somebody's going to make it into shirts. Somebody's going to make it into blue jeans. And in this case, blue jeans. So we're going to take the product from the mill. He's now been paid for the product. He's being taxed on everything, all his infrastructure. Whether he has product in or not, Uncle Sugar wants his. So he then takes this mill product and he says, okay, I've got these cotton fabrics and I'm going to do. Now, let's say he dyes some of them because, different mills will do special orders. So he buys other products and things like that. The same thing happens again. Every product he buys, the government taxes, and he gets to his end product, and then he goes and sells it to somebody who's a factory that's going to make the actual product. So now he gets his piece, pound of flesh, by selling the product at a bigger price. And here's what's funny about all of this. At each layer, the money for the government gets bigger. Forget the farmer's land is nothing, but he buys seed. Seed is cheap. But once the seed gets to harvest and he's got a product, that farmer goes to the mill. Now it's a much more expensive product. He's selling cotton by the tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of pounds. The mill takes that cotton, mills this hundreds of thousands of dollars of pounds, puts a 3x, 5x, 10x multiplier on it, and because they've done some specialty stuff to it, and then they go sell it to the person that's going to, the sowers, the people that are going to make the product. So they then sell it. They've made more money than the guy who grew it. Then they get taxed and they pay all their taxes and corporate taxes and everything else. And now the person who's actually going to sow the product and make it, they have it. These are wholesalers that are going to make. These are mostly, and you wonder why this is done in the Far East in China. They take it. They make blue jeans. Wholesale. So they sell these blue jeans now for, $2 a pair. They then sell them to a retailer who buys them for $6 or $7 and jacks the price up to $35, $40. What do jeans cost these days? Some of them are hundreds of dollars, and they sell it. And every place in that food chain, the government makes money. So you ask yourself, how can you make money from the cradle to the grave, and you still are asking, you're always still asking for more? We need to raise taxes. It's an impossibility. If you had that kind of a racket going on, the government would put you in prison. But they do it openly and still can't pay the money.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.